Today, the Universal Church, especially the church in Japan, celebrates St. Paul Miki and companions' martyrdom. 1,000 people were killed from the 16th century until 17th century. So I don't want to scare you about how they persecuted or killed the Christian in Japan. So like one time a priest did a mission in Japan. He did there for over 20 years. And he shared with me that the government did not permit any priest to do mission work in Japan. Like people gather and read the gospel and pray together in order to remain faithful with the church. When the people gathered together, priest came in and introduced himself as a priest. People asked him three questions. Do you believe in Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the tradition of the Catholic Church, and the forgiveness of sins? He said, yes. The second question, do you believe in the Eucharist? He said, yes. The third question is, do you believe Blessed Virgin Mary? He said, yes. Like people were happy because they had been lived for 50 years without a priest. At that time, they had a party all day long. So they were happy because from now on, they have a new priest who will celebrate the sacraments and take care of their souls and spiritual lives. They were happy because they had a new priest. This happiness is like the happiness in California after many years of drought. People had to limit their use of water for trees and grass. So the gospel today tells that Jesus sent his disciples out and gives them authority to cast out unclean spirits. We should thank God for sending our pastor, Father Peter, to us. He takes care of us by celebrating the sacraments in order to bring God's grace to us, especially the Eucharist, which is a good way not only to nourish our spiritual lives, but also cast out all unclean spirits out of our souls. So today we should thank God for sending priests to us. And we thank God and pray for the church in Japan too. And we also pray for our pastor and for all priests who are sent out, so that all their works will be fulfilled and fruitful.